Hey, and welcome to Amplify Us, a podcast about life, school, and the hidden voices who deserve to be heard. My name is Jackie Mione, a middle school math teacher who longs to amplify the voices of my students, coworkers, and friends. Welcome to Amplify Us. Today on this fine morning, I am amplifying Miss Mari. Mari, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm a little sleepy this morning, but I'm good. Tell me, Mari, a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, all that good stuff.
I'm in eighth grade. I'm into sports and like writing, reading,
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Fabulous. So for those of you who are listening, I had Mari in class last year, and I had her up until that March 13th date, and then COVID hit, and she had to go fully online, so then I didn't get to see her for the rest of the year. So this is so fun having her in my classroom again, being able to chit-chat with her. She was a rock star e-learner for me, so I kind of want to ask you, like, how was starting your eighth grade year fully online? Tell me about how that was for you personally.
So it was kind of hard at first. Like, there's so many distractions at home that could, like, you could get off task with. But the main thing that I did was, like, just, like, keep a planner of everything I had to do and, like, did that work. And I set aside time to do homework and stuff, so I got everything.
There you go. That's awesome. So are you like a paper planner person or like a Google Doc planner person?
I mean, I switch between them, but I'm more of a paper person.
Okay. Okay. I like my paper planners too. That's awesome. So did you find then you were getting your homework done like early on in the day? Or how was that for you?
I mainly did it later in the day. Like after school, I usually took a little break, had a snack and like did some stuff. And then I started working on my homework and stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the way to do it. How was sitting on Zoom calls for like 8 hours a day? Tell me about how that was for you.
I got really sore after a while, but luckily I got to sit on a couch and so I was comfy. Well,
so you were comfy, yeah. I mean, doing a couch or like sitting on a couch during e-learning is like the best thing ever. So yeah, that's amazing. Did you have like a morning routine when you got up before you had to get on Zoom calls?
I mainly just like got up, got dressed and, you know, had breakfast. And then sometimes I had gym first period.
So okay.
I had to like get to gym. And sometimes like while the teacher was explaining, I was like getting breakfast ready.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So tell me, Mari, what is it like to be a student right now with now you're back, right? And it's like, it's a couple days until the end of your eighth grade year. Like, just tell me how you're feeling now ending your eighth grade year. You were back for a bit in person. Like, tell me where you're at.
I feel like I don't really know where I'm at because, like, the end of the year, it's, like, very confusing.
Yeah.
And it just feels like it's not – it can't be, like, the end of eighth grade.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty good. And I feel like I learned – better than I thought I was going to learn this year.
Okay.
Like half online and even in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just like an educational experience for me that I got to like understand like what this is like. Just like helped me a little bit because like half online, half offline, it really tests who can, like, really pay attention and who's really, like, doing the work or just logging on and, like, going away. And, like, you have to pay attention and, like, sometimes there's internet issues.
Yeah.
So that gets annoying. But, like, I usually, like, email the teacher if I, like, didn't hear it or something. And sometimes they made, like, recordings of the class, which helped.
Yeah, those recordings. That's right. We were doing that at the beginning of the school year. Yeah. No, that's so good. You're super resourceful. You like find a plan if something's going wrong and I love that about you. And you're super diligent and you're hardworking. And so that's just amazing. So you succeeded both in both settings, right? In person and online because you were like, okay, this is what I need to do to show up. So really proud of you, girl, for doing that because not everybody has that. So good for you for like working hard, even though it was hard at home. So that's awesome. Can you tell me some things now that you're like exiting middle school and you're leaving us? We're so sad. But can you tell me some things about what you liked about middle school?
So some things I like about middle school, I like the independence about it.
Okay.
And like mainly like how there's like people in your class and you can make friends with people. And it was just like middle school wasn't like I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
There was like more groups and like I have an older brother and for him, like it was, we had different experiences. And I just feel like he like set what I like the expectations, yeah. Like he said what I thought this was going to be like, but like for me, it was like different for me. So.
Okay. Different in a good way, different in a, like explain different.
It was different in a good way.
Good way. Okay.
Yeah, it was like better than I thought it was going to be. And like the teachers, past and present are like very nice and kind and they help you if you need help.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, I'm really glad you had a good experience because not everybody can say that. So that's really awesome. How are you feeling about leaving this place and going on to high school?
I mean, I'm sad. Like I've been here since like kindergarten.
Yeah.
There's like so many people in the school and like so many people I've made friends with. And, like, not a lot of people going to my high school from this school. So, yeah. I mean, I can make more friends and stuff, but it's kind of sad to leave here.
Yeah, totally. No, it's like a chapter ending. And for those listening, we are not a unified school district. We just go K-8 and then our middle school feeds into like multiple, high schools. So the kids don't travel together from middle school to high school. They kind of break apart. So I remember also feeling very sad, cause a lot of my friends weren't going to be at my school either. So that's a hard, it's a transition for sure. For sure. But you're ready. I can like feel it. You're like ready to, you're ready to go take on the world. Mari, I know you mentioned a little bit in the beginning your outside interests. So can you kind of expand upon like, what do you like to do outside of school?
So outside of school, I love to dance. I'm currently like writing like a book that I hope to like publish sometime in the future. I also do a lot of reading.
What do you like to read?
I like to read like fantasy, mystery, like Harry Potter, you know.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Land stories.
Cool. And what are you writing? What's this book?
I'm writing a book. It's like a magical book. And it's about a girl who like lives in like the normal world. And then she like gets invited to like a school of magic. And her like her parents died when she was young. And her her brother ran away. And so she knows she's magical and she has a magic family and her magic family has like, it goes far back in the magical world. And there's a lot of things that have happened that she needs to get over and she needs to like, she doesn't want to be really connected to her family. But like, she's going to have to in order to like survive. And, she teams up with her brother who comes back for her and she's just like, trying to like, live a simple life, but she can't.
Yeah. Wow. That's like super in depth and like really awesome. That's so cool. Did you always have interest in magic and all that stuff?
Yeah, I've always like had interest in it. It's interesting about like all the different stories people come up with. And like, when you really think about it, like, I think, why can't I make a story too?
Totally. Yeah, good for you, girl. That's awesome. So when you become a famous author, I will be at your book signing. That's amazing. Cool. Okay, well, going off of that, Mari, what do you have, like, do you have any big future plans, you know, after high school? Any, like, jobs that interest you?
I don't really know. I'm really, like, into the arts, like, dancing, reading, writing, and then also acting and stuff.
Cool. Cool. Have you been in a lot of like theater productions, shows?
I've never been in one. I've actually written a play that I want to do with my friends, but like I didn't have enough people who wanted to do it, so I couldn't end up finishing it. Okay. But I think personally, I'm really good at acting, and sometimes when I'm at home, I like pretend there's like people there and I act.
Yeah, that's so cool. You've got like a talent for it. That's amazing. So you don't know like what career you want to go to, but you know you're like in the creative arts field, yeah. All that stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. There's a lot of options out there with all of those talents and passions. So that'll be really sweet. Cool. Okay, Mari, I'm going to ask you this question because I think it has potential for really awesome answers. So just answer how you feel. What is one thing you would want an adult to know about being a teen right now?
I think something I would want an adult to know is like, I think personally it's hard being on like here, like right now, because there's like social media and like so many different things. And like people are distracted all the time, and there's so many things going on, and sometimes you don't know what's happening. And it's really hard to like talk with people or like try to see what people are seeing or saying if like you don't know what that thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. Social media definitely adds a whole another layer to it. And I love that you said like people are distracted. Because, I mean, I can argue that for adults as well. Like, we're just as distracted. So, yeah. So, all in all, you would say that being a teen is difficult.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. But, I mean, there's, like, ways to, like, go around it. But still, you can't always understand what people are talking about if you don't know, like, what it comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, what's one way, like, that you feel supported as a teen?
I mean, I feel supported like by my friends and family and teachers, past and present.
That's good.
I just feel like supported, like even I feel like people who don't know me, like support me. If they like see me, like when I dance, I like can see that some people support me, even if I don't know them.
Yeah.
So I just like really feel supported.
That's awesome. That's great. It's good that you have people in your life that like are around you that make you feel that way. So that's really great. Okay. I love this question. What is one word that describes you? What would you say?
I would say that I'm unique and I'm also in my own world sometimes.
I like that. Can you explain that a little further?
So I think like I'm like different, like I would say that I'm weird in some ways because, like, some other people just, like, don't get what I do.
Yeah.
And, I don't, like, spend, like, a lot of time on my devices. Sure, I spend, like, some time on my devices, but I also like reading and writing a lot. Yeah. And just, like, talking with friends.
That's awesome. I love that you said, like, you're unique. You, like, you have these interests that maybe other people don't get. And that's okay. Like, there's only one you, and you get to be that. And I think that's really beautiful that you see that, and you're like, yeah, I am who I am. Like, that's okay. Like, these are my interests. Either come alongside me or stay away. I love it. That's good. That's awesome. Okay, if you could create your own school, what would be one thing your school would have? There's no right or wrong answers. Anything that comes to your mind.
A humongous library.
Like how big? Like the one from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, sure. The one with the rolling ladder.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, so you would have a humongous library. What is there anything else that you would have?
I don't know. I feel like I love like comfy, like flexible seating too, because I really like that.
Yeah. So like more couches.
Yeah, more couches.
More couches in your giant library.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could just curl up and spend hours reading. I love that. I think we need more of that. I think like teaching students to enjoy reading really looks like sitting on a couch, right? Like you don't read sitting in a desk at home. Normally people curl up with a blanket on a couch or sit in their bed and read, right? So it's like creating that comfy space in a school to foster that love for reading, I think is like amazing. So that's super awesome, and I totally agree with that. We can make that happen. I don't know. We'll build a school, Mari. It'll be great. It'll be like Miss Mione and Mari's school. It'll be great. Okay. Tell me, Mari, what do you think this world needs more of? What would you say?
I feel like, I don't really know. I feel like this world needs like more people who like actually like try, not like try to be, but like are unique and they don't like try to do something because everybody else is doing it. Mm. But I also feel like I want like, more like people who like come forward and do like kind acts because the world needs kind acts.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What's one way, Mari, that like somebody has shown kindness to you that has like meant the world to you? Do you have like a group of friends that like,
yeah,
like what do they do to show you kindness? What about your parents?
I once had a friend, like we weren't like friends yet. Yeah. But I was hanging out with at one of my friend's houses and everyone was like over and there was this new girl. And I never met the new girl, but I wanted to know her. And she just moved from Sweden. And we played hide and go seek and just like over the course of like a couple hours, we became really good friends and we're like best friends today. And she moved back to Sweden, yet we still keep in contact. And, like, we call every once in a while.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, and we were only, like, friends for 1 year, yet we were, like, best of friends.
Yeah, so you guys really clicked and hit it off, and then now you're still friends even though long distance.
Yeah.
And time change probably, too. That's crazy.
And
that's
been, like, 3 years since you moved.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, I love that. That's great. Cool. Well, Mari, this has been super, super fun chit-chatting with you. I absolutely love how just independent you are, how self-knowing you are. You know what you like, you know what you don't like. You are confident in your own skin, and I think that's really something special about you. I think your interests and your hobbies are going to take you far in life because you've got such unique passions that I think this world like just needs more Mari. So I think that's amazing. It was honestly a joy having you in class. And I'm like super sad. This is your eighth grade year, but like excited to see what your future holds and how high school treats you and all that stuff. And you really are beautiful inside and out. So thanks for just being you. And it's been fun getting to know you. So
yeah, you too.
You're amazing, girlfriend.